Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
5 second rule. That is a game where I give you a category and you have 5 seconds to name that number of things from the category. Steve, do you have our beloved timer?
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Okay, great. Oh! All right. Maitland, you're new, so you will go first. That makes sense. Name three places that are not sexy for tattoos.
I don't know.
Do you understand the game?
Yes, I do, but I was trying to think of places that I...
This is called the...
Tattoos are dumb, but...
Bottom of the foot, anything. Inside your mouth.
Eyeball.
Ear hole.
Kneecaps. Kneecaps.
None of those are sexy.
That's not a good
thing. Yeah, no.
On the tailgate of your truck?
Yeah.
But silence was the incorrect answer.
Yeah, that was bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yes.
Name three weapons you just made up.
Oh, a cannon fart, a Astro Glide bazooka.
Steve's looking for some butt stuff today.
Yeah, somebody is.
Cannon fart, Astro Glide bazooka, boom. Somebody's on their ninth meeting anniversary.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Like, number one's paper and 25 is silver, but ninth is...
Stuff.
Fart cannons.
I mean, I've heard of a fart cannon, but never a cannon fart.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Name six colors you don't want to see in the toilet.
Brown, red, gray.
Brown.
Glow in the dark green. Yellow.
Brown and yellow are colors you should see in the toilet.
Well, you still don't want to, though. I mean, yeah, I don't want to walk into the bathroom and see that in the toilet.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, and plus you asked me.
I like how... You started to say glow in the dark, but then you added green to it.
Because you knew it would get disqualified.
Yeah.
Hot
Wings, name three people you don't think masturbate.
Oh, my mom, my dad, and my youngest son.
Oh! But both your sisters are really plowing that barbershop sushi, huh?
Well, they might be. I wish you wouldn't call it that.
That was really gross.
Disgusting.
What is that?
Plowing.
Well, you know when the hair falls off, it goes on the ground. At the barbershop?
Yeah.
Imagine if somebody dropped some tuna there. I always thought of it like 20 years ago.
You know he's done because he pounded the cards on the table. Yeah.
How about that?
Punctuation.
How about that reference? Gotcha on that one, huh?
What you going to say about that, smarty?
Don't stop me now. Daddy's on a roll.
Maitland, name your three favorite sins.
Oh, lust, gluttony, and hate. Jealousy. Is that?
Yeah. I mean, that sounds right to me. I agree with all of those.
I love hate. I'm a hater at heart.
I like gluttony.
Gluttony
and
is
lust.
Good.
I lust for things all the time.
Do you ever lust for gluttony?
Absolutely.
No, because I just do it.
That's true.
But there have been plenty of times at a restaurant where I've lusted over food at another table.
Yeah.
But I've already got food, so it's too late for me to have their food.
Or when you're walking out and that's the first time you pass by the big cake display or something, or it has all those fancy cakes that you should have eaten.
Oh, what is that?
Should have eaten.
I didn't know that was on the menu.
Steve?
Yeah.
Name three movies about criminals.
The Fugitive.
Kelly, name three different movies about criminals.
Catch Me If You Can, The Bone Collector, and Miss Congeniality.
I mean, very loosely about criminals, but yeah, you nailed it.
I mean, technically, yeah. There's criminals good, in all of those.
That's a good rom-com.
Yeah, thanks. I mean,
peak
they were
Sandra Bullock.
They were police.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Looking she was undercover. For criminals.
That was
she
good.
Was undercover.
No, you did great.
Thanks. Yeah.
Only a little better than old Steve, who went, "Ow, The Fugitive."
Movies.
Yeah. Not a movie guy.
Steve is not a movie guy. No. Hot wings.
Yeah.
Name three things you nibble.
Oh, the inside of my mouth, the sides of my fingers, and pizza.
What about an earlobe?
Well, sometimes, but I was limited to three.
And he thought of the first two that turned him on, eating his fingers into the inside of his mouth.
Well, the ones that happen the most frequent. Never stop.
Maitland, name three nicknames for going number one you can say on the radio.
Peeing, tinkling, relieving yourself.
Yeah, I suppose.
You have to be able to say them.
That was fun.
Steve, name three places you should never take hair from.
Oh, your barbershop?
I was going to say, like, the top of your head.
Come on, no, a casket.
A razor?
Yeah. Yeah, the top of your head. That's, like, the one that you should take
hair
from.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's true.
That's the most obvious place you should.
But imagine going into the barbershop, getting your hair cut, and when they sweep it up, just saying, no, I'll take that.
Me, all of it.
If they swept it up and then dusted it back on me.
Here, you take,
or they put it in a bag for you to take home. Yeah. Like
no, you
like
pull
a
out
doggy
your own,
bag.
You pull out your own dustpan.
Yeah.
I'll sweep it up.
I'll take that.
And you run out the door like you stole it.
I don't want anybody to take my hair DNA.
I wonder if that's ever happened. I bet it has.
It has. You
for
know,
just
some,
that reason.
Some creep has taken their own hair home and stuffed a doll with it or something.
Kelly, name three exercises that are sexy.
Squats, lunges, and planks. And downward facing dong.
Dong?
I think upward facing dong would probably be more attractive.
Downward dong.
Downward facing dong is the hottest.
It's all perspective, isn't it?
Yeah.
From down here, it looks like you're a grower. Squats are sexy?
Hell yeah, squats are sexy. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, especially when girls have like weights on their little shoulders and then they stand up and their little butt looks like a peach.
What if a class ring falls out?
Yeah.
Hot. Because then she's loose.
Yeah. Then she needs to do more squats. Am I right?
On my face.
Gosh, Kelly says that after everything.
I know. Yeah.
God, all Kelly talks about is squats.
Where'd you get the oil changed, Kelly? On my face. Hot wings.
Yeah.
Name three people who don't have a heart.
Oh, all the politicians everywhere.
The Tin Does Man? Did he not have a heart?
Yeah,
that's
the Tin
true.
Man.
The Tin Man
but
also,
if you go with that one, you're really in trouble trying to think of two more, like...
R2-D2?
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding? He has the biggest heart.
Yeah.
Is that real? And you ever hear the emotion? Metal, the Tin Man? You said the Tin Man. What's the metal guy in Starbucks? Or
in Starbucks?
Did I have a stroke in Star Wars? What's his name?
Yeah, downward dong.
R2-D2 and...
C-3PO.
C-3PO, yeah. No
down dong-eo.
P-3PO.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, C-3PO. He's the metal guy in Starbucks.
Boy, when you summarize it, the metal guy in Starbucks. Yeah, that's what happened. Maitland named three places to throw a party.
Your living room, a basement, rooftop.
That must have felt good to finish before that man screamed at you.
It's usually how it goes.
You know, anytime you can finish before a man does, Maitland, that always feels good.
Yeah. The goal, really.
Yeah.
Steve, name three things you'd steal if you could.
Lots of money, lots of cars, and an airplane. That'd be fun.
I'm just glad you didn't say virginity like last time we played.
Yeah.
Boom. Kelly, name three reasons to be embarrassed.
Because you're a virgin. Because you started your period and got blood on the back of your pants.
You can stop.
Nobody likes virgins.
No.
And yet everyone likes virgins.
Text in if you're a virgin.
Text in if you're
We'll laugh at you.
Hot wings.
Yeah.
Name three things you should never leave unattended.
Oh, your baby, a fire, and
your box.
Your box. Never leave your box.
Don't leave your box unattended.
Don't
Maitland,
leave your
last
box
one.
Unattended.
Name three places you can lick yourself.
Your forearm, your wrist, and maybe your armpit.
Can you lick your armpit?
Somebody can.
Yeah.
I guess you can. Yeah.
Don't you know how your body works?
No. I don't like to experiment on my own body.
I can't bend that much.
I'm not flexible.
So I'm the only. I'm fine if I'm the only one who hasn't tried to lick my own armpit.
Well, I've never tried, but it's right there.
Well, then don't be so sure. Let's see if you can do it. Get your head in there. Oh yeah, no.
Oh,
problem.
Oh wow, how'd you
it's
do
not,
that?
No, it wasn't hard at all.
You know, I've been. I'm so flexible. Jeez. I've been doing yoga.
I've been stretching, trying to get to do that.
No. My chins won't allow it to happen.
No wonder you can't dunk anymore.
That's not why. It's not neck flexibility.
That's for My arms don't go out.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.